This audio presentation is the teaching of special guest speaker Johnny May Makuakani Jarrell at New Hope East Hawaii. In this Father's Day message entitled, What is a Father's Love?, Johnny May tells how God shaped the love of three fathers, her husband, her father, and her grandfather, in a way that dramatically and positively affected her own life. This message was delivered on June 18th, 2017. Here now is Johnny May.
Well, good morning, New Hope. Happy Father's Day, for one thing. I'd like to welcome we have a very, very wonderful speaker this morning. She has been a part of this church for quite some time. I get to work with her every Monday. She volunteers in the office. She is such a wonderful lady. She loves God, and it shows through what she does. And if you ever get to spend some time with her and listen to her story, you will be touched, you will be moved, you'll be motivated. What I'd like to introduce to you this morning, Johnny May Makuakani Jarrell. So would you please welcome her as she comes and delivers today's message. She was a law enforcement officer, and she was a chief in the national park, and now she is retired, but she is busier than ever serving the Lord.
Thank you so much. Aloha kakahiaka kako. And happy Father's Day to all of our fathers. You know, this, what we just experienced is a really tough act to follow. The video that preceded the message, as well as the singing by the women's ministry and the signing. It is so touching. And today, more than any other day, is pretty emotional for me because I don't have my father and I don't have my husband, and I thank my daughter and Kaala for coming to support me this morning. So what is fatherhood all about? Fatherhood is getting to go anywhere you want to go, and I'm so nervous, it's like it's killing me. So I had to write it because I didn't know if I could get through this thing without either crying or totally forgetting what I was doing. So fatherhood is getting to go anywhere you want to go for Father's Day, getting to drive there, and even getting to pay the bill. It's getting up in the middle of the night to see what the noise was outside, even if you would rather stay in bed because you were just as scared as they were. It's the best position in the world to buy all those toys you ever wanted, but could never do it and never got it. It's catching yourself watching cartoons, and I heard Jay Wynn saying about romantic movies and crying, when no one else is home and enjoying them. It's biting your tongue and remembering to be a good example when someone cuts you off on the highway. We heard lots of stories like that from Pastor Scott. And not only did they cut you off on the highway, they slammed on the brakes when they got in front of you. It's playing Santa at midnight on Christmas Eve, then paying for that credit card privilege at 22% interest for 36 consecutive months. It's assembling toys that require one screwdriver and a nuclear physicist. It's praying for, hoping for, and anxiously looking forward to the day when your kids will be out of the house and on their own. I went through that. And then trying to postpone that day as long as possible when it approaches. Being an empty nester is a tough life. It's carrying sleepy kids into the house when you're too tired to even carry yourself in the house. It's dental bills, broken arms, and skateboards. Yes, fatherhood is sometimes a thankless job of fixing kites, breaking up fights, and wiping up chocolate milk. One of the responsibilities of John the Baptist was to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. If ever there was a time that is needed to happen, it is now. But I would like to suggest to you that the reason this world and the reason this nation and the reason this church is in the condition it is in is because of the lack of leadership by our fathers in their households. I'm talking about the fathers who don't have their hearts turned to God or their children. It's the fathers who have never put their arms around their child and said, "I love you." It's the father who have never showed their emotions in front of their children. Many children have never seen their father cry. Fathers who have never taken their children to church or sent them to Sunday school and didn't even go with them. Fathers who have walked out on the family. Fathers who have never led their children in prayer or never prayed for them. Fathers who have time for everything and everyone else in the world, but never had time for their own children. Yet I know the God that I serve is truly awesome. As a single parent for years, I played both roles of mother and father to my children. And in time, the Lord brought me a God-fearing husband who was patient, kind, and loving. We had no children together, but Stephen never called them JM's kids or his stepchildren. They were his. He raised our children in the church, did homework with them, ferried them to their sports functions, cooked and cleaned. I used to tease him by saying he was an endangered species. Stephen was an incredible father. It is important to remember that father figures, leaders of the family, come in all shapes, sizes, and even gender. There are uncles who step in and be the responsible role for the children of the family, stepfathers who bear the burden like Stephen did, moms who take on both roles, older siblings, aunties, and even grandparents. I know that one. The greatest gift I received as a child were lessons about our Heavenly Father found in His Word. Every question and lesson you are seeking is found in the Bible. My tutu, or grandmother, was a God-fearing woman who taught me many songs like, I'm going to try and sing it, even though I don't have a great voice. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Or, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And so tutu was that light for us as children. We learned the Lord's Prayer, how Jesus lived among us, was buried, he died, was buried and rose from the dead. And she made us memorize verse after verse after verse after verse. I'm not sure if I remember all of them, but one of the many verses that has stuck with me throughout my life is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, which said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy," which shows itself in action, which goes beyond the thought. To obtain mercy from God, we must first show mercy towards others. Tutu held weekly Bible studies at her Honuapo home in Kau. The minute they started, her pure Chinese husband, who was a Buddhist, would drag out the lumber, the saw, the hammer, the nails, and began working right next to the area they were having the Bible study. So he made as much noise as he possibly could, and the work lasted the entire time. This behavior went on every single time that they had the Bible study. Their house is actually located right above the Whittington Beach Park in Kau, where they fished every day. One day, Grandpa went fishing on his own. While perched on a rock along a cliff, suddenly a huge wave, like a big hand, scooped him off the rock. I'm sure some of you have heard of that, and threw him into the ocean. He struggled with little success to swim to shore. As he began to sink to the bottom of the ocean, thinking he was going to die, he prayed, "God of my wife, if you are real, save me, and I will serve you until the day I die." In an instant, another wave washed him right back onto the exact rock he had fallen off from. From that day on, Grandpa faithfully served the Lord until he went to his heavenly home. He was certainly a father who provided for his family while serving the one and only God who heard and answered his prayer. Some might ask, what's a dad? Well, a dad is someone who cares about you. He loves you. But just as importantly, a dad should live a life as an example for his child. A dad is someone who spends time with you, even though he'd rather be somewhere else. A dad is someone you look up to, no matter how tall you grow. He's supposed to set the godly example before his children. A dad is a role model who is always there, not only in the good times, but in the bad times as well. The father commanded a high position in the family of Old Testament times. His word was law. The father was responsible for the spiritual well-being of the family, as well as the individual members of the family. In Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." In the Living Bible, it's put in this way: "Teach a child to choose the right path, and when he is older, he will remain upon it." Someone once wrote these humorous words entitled, "The World According to Dad." And I bet most of you have either heard it or said it. "Quiet! I'm watching the ball game." "Don't forget to check the oil." "Bring back all my change." "How should I know? Ask your mother." "I'm not made of money." "When I was your age, I walked 5 miles to and from school each day, and it was uphill both ways." "Why? Because I said so." "If you don't quit doing that, I'm going to call your mother." "Just wait till you have your own kids." Being a parent and a father can be an interesting and trying experience. Someone said, parents spend the first part of a child's life urging them to talk and walk, and the rest of his childhood telling him to sit down, keep quiet. And of course, we're going to have technical difficulties here. Both parenting and fatherhood can be a real trial and yet a real blessing. We're here today to remember our Heavenly Father and honor our earthly fathers. We really need to do both. Think about some of the things for which we should all say, "Thanks, Dad." 1 Timothy 5:8 says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Wow, that is very powerful. If a father does not provide materially for his family, like food, clothing, shelter, then he has denied the faith of Christ and is worse than unbelievers. You might ask, how's that so? Because even unbelievers provide for their families. Did I think my dad provided for me? Absolutely. He was pretty darn awesome. I honestly don't remember missing out on anything. My dad, John, retired as the road overseer for the county and became the kahu or pastor at Opihikau Congregational Church in Lower Puna, where he was raised. As a young boy, he walked from Opihikau to Pahoa School every day. I think it's about 9 miles. Our nickname for my dad was MacGyver. I'm not sure how many of you remember that show on TV. He was the Hawaiian version because he was truly resourceful. When we went to the dump, it usually took a while because we normally came home with more than what we dropped off. He collected old lumber, wire. You cannot do that today. Now they put it inside this container, but before you could rummage through it. So he collected old lumber, wire, pipes, pounded out and saved crooked nails in a coffee can, and so much more. Nothing was wasted. Everything he collected was eventually used. He loaded his truck with papayas, dumped by farmers at the dump at that time, and brought them home, chopped it up, cooked it up, and fed them to our pigs. He taught us to kalua pig in the imu, make lau lau, the best kulolo, oh my gosh, smoke pork, build stone walls without cement and rebarbs, fix a running toilet, change a tire and oil in the car. You could not drive a car until you knew how to do those two things. But he truly did it all. My dad took us to church every Sunday, was a great provider, and taught us to do so many things. It didn't matter what gender you were. If he was doing it, you were doing it. He loved us dearly, and no matter who in his family helped, needed help, he was always there. It didn't matter what you needed. You needed a car. You needed lunch money for your kids. You needed to pay your bills. My dad was always there. He truly loved the Lord, and even with his dying breath, encouraged the man to serve God. Today, that man is a minister of a church on Oahu. He also had, oops, now I lost my program, sorry. He also had a really great sense of humor. He once told us a story about a hospital visit. So he arranged to meet this patient to go and pray with and for her. But when, by the time he got there, she had been taken to do some lab work. So at the time, it was really close to lunch, and he was getting hungry. And it was taking so long, but he noticed on the nightstand that she had a can of macadamia nuts. And so he began to eat those macadamia nuts. And pretty soon, he had eaten the whole can before she came back. Shortly after she returned, he sheepishly admitted, you know, I ate all the nuts in the can, but don't worry, when I come back, I'll bring you another can. Well, they finished their visit and said their goodbyes. And eventually, as he was leaving the room, she called out behind him, Kahu, don't forget the chocolate-covered macadamia nuts, because I don't have teeth, so I suck all the chocolate off, and I put the nuts back in the can. I'm sure, like me, you have a few stories of your own dad and how he provided for you. Today would be a great time to thank him, especially if he is still alive and if he has gone home to be with the Lord, like my dad and my husband. Give thanks to God that he did. Every day we thank our Heavenly Father for all of our blessings. On this special day, thank your Father for the faithful instruction he gave you in life, for all the good advice, and especially if that instruction included the Lord. Thank God for all of you fathers here who have been godly illustrations and godly examples for your children and family to follow. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Johnny Mae Makuakane Jarrell at New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.